Welcome to this Cognos podcast on performance management for retail. Cognos, an IBM company, is the world leader in business intelligence and performance management solutions. And my name is Kelly Allen. In this podcast, we will hear from Davis Shepherd. Davis is financial reporting manager at Quiznos. Recently, he sat down to talk about how Quiznos uses Cognos to manage performance, standardize financial reporting, and initiate driver-based planning across the company. Let's listen in.
Davis, how do you and the finance organization at Quiznos help Quiznos manage performance and drive growth across all your different geographies and stores?
Well, in the finance team, the way that we help is by providing realistic goals and realistic tools to the rest of our organization. In the past, we've had a very segmented organization where each group's goals did not necessarily tie in to the goals of the entire organization. So by putting performance management into place, it really enabled us to really integrate all of those goals and really have one plan that the entire company strives for.
Can you talk about how Quiznos started on the journey to performance management?
Absolutely. It really went down sort of two lines of thought, I guess you could say. We had an issue on our reporting side, reporting our actual results, whether that's financial statements or unit growth, those type things, just on the reporting side for actuals. And then we also had a difficult time preparing our forecast and budget and integrating that all together, because it was mainly done, both of those functions, the reporting and the planning functions, were both done in Excel. What we decided to do is to, first of all, start out taking a look at a financial reporting tool. We looked at several and ended up going with Cognos Finance. We needed a tool that would integrate with our general ledgers for our financial reporting and give us some standardized reporting across the organization that everyone could use. And also, we wanted to be able to automate our consolidation process for financial reporting. On the planning side, we wanted to come up with a common set of drivers that are meaningful to the entire organization that we could tie back to our goals. So we also wanted to integrate our historical performance into our planning tool to give us a sort of a baseline for our planning process. So after implementing performance management, now all of our business units are using the same reporting tool. We've greatly reduced our dependency on Excel, and we've got a single source of record for all of our financial reporting. On the planning side, now all of our business units are all tied into the same set of assumptions and drivers across the organization. And it really helped us improve the version control of our budgets and kept everyone tied to that same set of numbers, and also created a much tighter relationship between our actuals and budget when we're doing our monthly reporting.
Now, you've discussed drivers and streamlining your planning process. Can you share with us how you're implementing that across the company?
When it comes to the planning process and simplifying the planning process, we really wanted to tie as much of our business as we could to key drivers and key assumptions. And in fact, we've actually tied our entire P&L down to gross margin. So all of our revenue and all of our cost of goods sold is tied to a set of maybe 20 key drivers. Things like number of stores we plan to open, things like average sales for restaurants, and so by using these things, we're able to really automate. By making one change in the drivers, we can change our entire P&L and report against those drivers as well, because those are really the key things that drive our gross margin. Now, on sort of below the line in our G&A section, we've reduced the number of accounts that we plan to. In prior years, we've planned to probably 80 to 100 different G&A accounts, general administrative accounts. So we're down to probably 18 to 20 accounts that each of our functional groups, like marketing and accounting and operations and development, they're down to just a very small set of accounts that they have to complete their G&A budget. So by doing that, we've really saved a lot of time on our planning process.
Now, Because you're focusing on just a few key drivers, have you noticed that Quiznos' performance has improved?
I think that it has, because mainly because it gives the people in the field, and our operations people, our development people, it gives them a smaller set of variables they need to look at. They can now concentrate on just this small set of company-wide goals and contribute individually to that small set of company-wide goals. So it makes it a lot cleaner for them in terms of what they're thinking about, what they're doing on a day-to-day basis to do their job. They know that we've got this smaller set of key goals that we really need to strive for, and if we hit these key goals, then Quiznos as a company will achieve its goals.
Now, you've shared some information about the reduction in planning cycles and the efficiencies in your consolidation process. Are there any other benefits you've realized from implementing a performance management system at Quiznos?
With the internal controls that we have in place that are part of the Cognos systems for planning and finance, we really increased accuracy. Everyone is very confident that when they run a report out of Cognos Finance, they know exactly what they're going to get. They know it's going to be accurate. They know it's going to be timely. On the planning side as well, they know when they put some numbers into the system, they know it's going to roll up correctly into the company-wide budget. So that's been key, is the integration and the accuracy of these two systems.
Can you share with us some tips, perhaps some best practices or lessons you've learned along your performance management journey?
Definitely. One of the biggest things, and this is something that we just completed actually over this past weekend, is we've converted the entire company to a single chart of accounts. By going to a single chart of accounts, it sort of gets each of our operating groups, each of our 35 legal entities, our five operating business segments, gets them all on a common language that we can use for financial reporting and for planning. And also in implementing this performance management system, it's important to get a good business partner. Cognos has been a great business partner for us, and also JCB Partners, who worked on our implementation. It's been a huge benefit for us. I don't think we could have done it by ourselves, so that's another key step is really pick somebody who knows what they're doing and a system that you really like when you're going to implement performance management.
You've been listening to an interview with Davis Shepherd, Financial Reporting Manager at Quiznos. We hope you've enjoyed this Cognos podcast. For more information about Cognos Business Intelligence and Performance Management Solutions for Retail, please visit our website at www.cognos.com. That's www.cognos.com. I'm Kelly Ellen. Thanks for listening.